News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to the horrific fire in Switzerland at the ski resort. The first victim of that fire being identified this morning. Officials continuing to investigate the exact cause of the fire. Over at least 40 people have been killed, 115 injured. Felix Smith, a journalist for Bauer Media Copenhagen, joins us. Felix, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. We have breaking news, the first of the dead being formally identified this morning, a young Italian golfer, aged just 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrible. And of course, yeah, the first of many victims that need to be identified over the next couple of weeks here. As I talked to someone yesterday, there were still so many young people that is just, very hard to identify, and they're waiting for dental records from Italy and France and wherever people came from, because it's so hard to identify them.
Yeah, Emmanuel Gallopini, the name of that young man who tragically lost their life. At least 40 people killed at this stage. Is there a more precise death toll at this stage?
The last thing I heard yesterday was 47. Okay. So I think I'm not sure that they went out this morning and confirmed it, but that's the rumor here in town that it reached 47 last night. And I'm staying with my grandmother here for Christmas and New Year's, and I'm located just next to the trauma center that the city put up for all the relatives and families nearby, and you can see that late last night there were still ambulances coming and picking up relatives that found out that their kids was probably involved. So there's a lot of people still in town waiting for news here.
I know there's been a lot of speculation. Do we know for certain at this stage what is believed to have started the fire?
It's still the same theory that they went out with yesterday, that there was some kind of firecracker or
sparkler.
Fontain that you put on top of champagne bottles or vodka bottles. I'm sure you have that in Ireland as well. So these small fontanes that spray up, and there were people sitting on top of each other partying that night. So someone came really close to the ceiling, and the ceiling was made of wood, and it immediately ignited the whole place. So that's still the theory, firecrackers or fontanes on top of champagne bottles.
And obviously, an investigation is ongoing into that. As you said, you had been holidaying in the area. I imagine the mood is just extraordinarily bleak there at the moment.
It's so difficult to handle for the entire community here. Don't know if you can imagine. Of course, there was a lot of young tourists, but there was also a lot of young people from the local community here celebrating that evening. And, you know, with a community of 15,000 inhabitants living here all year, then this is a lot of young people that came from this area that are now gone or missing.
The actual club where it took where this tragedy took place, just describe it for us. My understanding, was it in a basement where people kind of downstairs, which obviously would have made, I imagine, escape that much more difficult.
Yes, I have been to the place a couple of times, and during the daytime, this is more like a sports bar where you can come and watch a football match or some skiing or something like that. And then in the weekends and in the evening, then there's a club in the basement with only one stair going in and out, and it's a pretty big room you can party in, but with very limited exits. And I'm sure if you read some of the eyewitness accounts from that evening, then people had a really hard time getting out of the club, and there wasn't enough exits to go out from, and no windows to smash to get the fire out. So it must have been a pretty horrific scene that night.
Okay. Oh, look, thank you indeed for talking to us. That is Felix Smith there, Bauer Media journalist for Bauer Media in Copenhagen, but who is had been on holidays at that ski resort.
It's a truly dreadful story, Shane. It is. It reminds me of the Stardust young people on a big night out, Valentine's, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And so just so many young people and similar numbers. It's just, it must be devastating, I'd say, for the country.
Yeah, an unspeakable tragedy.
Dreadful, dreadful.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.